with Bob Mars.
Good morning, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, we're going to be talking about manual cleaning, cleaning in our three basin sinks. But before I do, I want to share some information with you. You may have heard of some misinformation floating around out there that pre-cleaning does not have to happen at the point of use. Let me just say that none of the bodies who create our national best practice recommended standards and procedures have changed their stance on point of use cleaning. None of them. We should all be pre-cleaning at the point of use, and that means where the instruments are being used. We want to pre-treat them, pre-clean them before we send them to the decontamination area to make sure that we have no biofilm formation. Read about biofilms and you'll understand how quickly they can form and just how dangerous they are. So again, we need to make sure that point of use cleaning is happening every day, all day. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. So let's jump into this. You just received your case card from the operating room or from wherever. You open it and you're sorting and preparing your stuff for cleaning. So we know that we're going to be cleaning in a three basin sink, correct? Not a one, not a two, but a three basin sink. And why do we do that? Because the standards say that we need to have a three basin sink that's at least 36 inches from the floor, 8 to 10 inches deep, and can handle or hold a basket, a container, or something of that size that needs to fit down into that sink. There's a lot of great equipment out there, and now you can get sinks that you can raise up and down to accommodate your staff working in sterile processing, because not everybody's the same size, right? We got to make sure we have the right size sink, and we got to make sure we're taking care of our staff physically. Now, once we've started separating those instruments, we're going to clean the instruments based on the manufacturer's written instructions, okay? We're going to separate. We're going to disassemble all instruments that can be taken apart. We're going to open every instrument that can be opened so that they can go through the cleaning process open, and so that the chemistries have a chance to come into contact with all surfaces of that instrument. That we're going to pre-treat the instruments. We're going to change the water in our sinks if it appears that it's soiled. And this is a challenge. So you need to work with your staff, work with your infection preventionist, work with the company, the manufacturers, to determine what soiled water looks like, okay? But at the end of the day, we have to change it. We also know, based on the manufacturer's instructions from the chemistry companies, that these chemistries should be maintained in a temperature between 80 degrees and 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Never exceed 140 degrees Fahrenheit, or these chemistries may be impacted and not work the way that they're designed to work. We know that we have to dilute the water appropriately according to the manufacturer's instructions. And back in the day when we didn't have the pumps that actually helped us dilute these chemistries, people would actually pump. And again, if you're still doing that, you're following the manufacturer's IFU. Typically, it'll say one pump equals 1 ounce per gallon of water in your sink. Want to make sure you're measuring the height of that water if you're doing it, and be able to explain to the surveyors how you're putting your chemistries in your water. If you're using the new pumps, you've got to make sure that those pumps are being looked at and inspected and that they work appropriately. Make sure you're doing that every day to make sure you're getting the correct dilution rates. Let's talk about brushes. If you're using brushes, which you are, you want to use appropriate brushes for cleaning. You want to make sure you have plenty of brushes and you have the right size brushes to clean all this junk off your instruments. You're either using disposable brushes, or if you're not, you're disinfecting those brushes daily as the standard state. So we want to make sure we're doing that. We want to make sure that we have forced air at the sink. We also want to make sure that we have appropriate lighting so our staff can see what they're doing in the decontamination area. And as I've stated before, we're always going to have the appropriate PPE on in decontamination. So we want to make sure you're doing that. And we want to make sure that we're not taking any shortcuts and that all instruments are being inspected, all instruments are being opened, all instruments that can be are being disassembled, and all are being cleaned in that three basin sink. Remember, we're soaking, we're washing, and we're rinsing. That final rinse needs to be treated water, either deionized water or reverse osmosis, DI or RO. We got to make sure we're doing that so we break down the number of elements that are being placed on that instrument before we send them on to the next step. So we want to make sure that we're hitting them with that treated water. Also, we want to make sure that the temperature and the humidity are maintained, and that's being documented in your facilities department. And again, the standards will tell you how to do that. But at the end of the day, it's a challenging job, but I know that you guys are up for the task. That's all for today. This is Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars.